Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Give God some more glory. He's worthy. Amen. It's all because of him we here. It's a blessing and honor, a privilege to come up here and stand before all you people. Don't deserve it. I'm humble. Glad that I got life in Jesus Christ, because the other life that I was living, it was a defeated life, but now I'm a winner. And this morning I can tell you, if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can be a winner, because Jesus can't fail. He don't lie. He don't lose. He a winner. So anybody that's connected with him will win in the end. Amen. I want to give honor to God, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit that lives in me. I thank Bear Haven for offering for me to come here. I really don't, I just want to tell you, I don't see how God did this to me. I'm not worthy of it at all. I don't see how he would use somebody like me to come and speak for him when I did him so wrong, so bad. When we sang those songs, and I look up there at those words, they really ring true to me, because I live those words now, and in the past I wouldn't. And I can tell you this morning, this thing about God, this thing about Jesus is real, and the only way you're going to find out is to have that personal connection, a personal relationship with him. And that's what I found out. No matter what, he was calling just for me and nobody else at that time, just me. He loved me so much, he gave me an opportunity to stand for him. And knowing that I don't deserve it. I know I don't. I don't want to get above myself. You know, the scripture tells us that we ought not to think highly of ourselves than we ought to. And a lot of times I did. Playing football, I did. Doing sports, I did. I put everything first before God. I thought more of myself than I really should have. And, you know, as a young person, a lot of times we fall for that trap. And I fell for it. And hope and pray that whatever God does in your life, that you would hear it and live by it, because that's what matters. Anything that we do in this world, volleyball team, football team, basketball team, whatever, jobs, family, if it's without Christ, it teaches us, the word teaches us, it won't mean anything. You know, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, whether you do it now. We're going to do it later. So I chose to live for him right now, that I could be useful for the kingdom. See, it's all about the kingdom, not this world. The Bible teaches us that we're just passing through. We're pilgrims. We're passing through. We're not going to be here. This is not our life. We can't own this. We can't save it. I had a good friend of mine to die last week. Went to his funeral Saturday. Best friend. Henry Murphy. This man was a man that was dedicated to God from a little child. He was witness to me one day, and I'm a little older than he is. And he told me he never had sex. I said, I have. That's up, man. Never did drugs. I have. Never smoked, never drank. I said, man, what's wrong with you? How in the world can you do that? He said, I just did it. I dedicated my life to God. And he said, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait to have sex with my wife when I get married. I said, I don't know how in the world you going to do that. He said, I'm going to do it. And he did it. I got married in June in 1985. Been married 35 years. He got married in August, the same year, 35 years, we became partners. And it was about five or six couples that got married in the same year, and you know, God sustained us. I gave up my old life and began the new life. And during that period, it just wasn't no way that old Michael Sweet could be faithful to one woman. I just can't do it. It ain't no possible way what I got in me and what I've been doing all along. And I cried out. And I even asked my wife, I don't know why you married me, because I'm no good. No good. But I'm here to tell you, I never cheated on my wife. 35 years, there ain't no possible way. It's all God. It's all God. It's all Jesus Christ. It's all the Holy Spirit. My wife told me, she said, if you cheat on me, it's going to be between you and God and not me. And she said, but I'm going to still leave you. I said, well, I thought it was going to be between me and God. You know, and I look back at my life, I thank God so much, because I know without his power, without his glory, without the honor that he's due, there's no way possible that we can do what he wants us to do. And we know the scriptures that we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us, and that's who we need. I know that's who I needed. And every time I win a challenge, every time I go through a trial and tribulation and come out on top, I give God the glory. I give him the honor, because it's all because of him. He do it. And a lot of times we turn our backs on God, but he never leave us. He never fail us. He never forsake us. And I ask you to search yourself. Look, why are we here? Even for our conscience, for our conscience sakes, he said, do what's right. Renew the spirit of your man. What kind of spirit do you have in your man? And see, I know all those words. I know all these scriptures. You know, I ain't that smart. I'm not a smart guy. I hated school. I went to Ole Miss to play football. I didn't go to Ole Miss to get a degree, but I ended up with a degree. I ended up with a degree at Ole Miss because I love football. I wanted football so bad, so I did what I needed to do to stay there and play. But it really wasn't in my heart. School wasn't. But football world, you know, when you a young person, 15, 16, 17, 18, you have a desire to do something, and my desire was to play in the NFL. So I'm going to do everything I possibly could do to make it. That was my desire as a young boy. I'm going to play in the NFL. I got all the gifts. I got all the talents. I can do it. And I was on my way. But one thing was missing. I forgot about God in the midst of it, even though he was there. I didn't do what he asked me to do. And he had to get my attention. I got my knee hurt. Came back. I pleaded. You know, when you want something real, boy, I had a powerful prayer life. My prayer life was so powerful. God, please let me play. Please. Got my knee hurt. Please, God, please heal me. I swear I will serve you. I lied. He healed my knee. When I got what I wanted, I left him. I left him. He got the other one. I got two big scars from that. My powerful prayer life came back. Please, God, if you heal me, God, I swear I will do what you want me to do. I lied again. God will let you know where you are with him, no matter how bad you want it. He know how to get your attention. He healed his knee. The doctors said, you'll never play football again. You'll be walking with a limp the rest of your life. God healed that knee so well, I don't walk with no limp. I never re-injured my knees. I lied to God and said, listen, I'm through with this. I'm through with football. I never try it again. I went to Alabama to a pro camp. Lied to God. I did what I wanted to do. And yeah, I know I lied to you, God, but I know you're going to forgive me. You know I'm weak. Went to that camp over there in Alabama. Showed out in camp. Did everything, run that 40. Did those agilities, and people were saying, that's Michael Sweet. That's Michael Sweet. Did no team look at me. One team, Canadian League, I said, I'm not going to no Canada. I'm NFL material. I can't sell it for less. So I end up hurt, mad with God. Even though he held this part, I didn't hold mine. God gonna always be faithful when we unfaithful. He would never let us down. If we deny him, the word say he would also deny us. And that means that you won't lose your salvation because we seal with the Holy Spirit a promise. It's a guarantee. Nothing that we done, we earn it, we don't earn it. It's a gift. But if we don't do what he tells us to do, we suffer loss. We lose all joy. We lose all peace that he wants us to have. We lose the love for people because we're so caught up in ourselves, we're not able to share the life that God really wants us to share. I always love people. When I was doing drugs, marijuana, and things like that, I was into myself. I didn't care about nobody else, really didn't. I might talk it, but I didn't walk it. When I was having sex with all those girls, I didn't love those girls. And guys don't love you. They just want what they want at that time. The girls that I was having sex with, that wasn't the kind of girls I would wanted to marry. And I hate, and in my past, I hate it that I did those things. I would lie and said I would never do those things. The things I said I would never do, I end up doing it. Because I try to do them in my own strength. We can't do it in our own strength. We have to do it in the power of God. And that's all we have. And I love him for it. I love God because he first loved me. You know, I know all those scriptures, not just to know them, they're a part of my life. Not just to quote them, not just to read them, but when I read, I'm reading a living and powerful word that applies to me. The word was made flesh and the word became flesh. And it was with God. And God sent it to us, which is the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. For each believer that really truly believed that, it's a word implanted, he says. It's implanted in us. It's just nothing that we just talk. It's living and powerful than any two-edged sword. And those things that we say, we must live it. You're in a Christian college. The Bible teaches us in every church. Church is a religion organization. Founded on the Lord, founded in God, but they're silver and gold vessels. There's wood and earthen vessels. Look at yourself. See what kind of vessel are you? Are you a vessel of honor? That we honor God? Or a vessel of dishonor? God has created us in his image to be good workers. He'll do what it takes to get your attention if you're a part of his family. Created before the foundation of this world, before you entered your mother's womb, he knew you. You believe that? It's impossible to believe it if you're not connected. The Bible says foolishness to those who don't believe. Like he was saying, hey, praise God. Hallelujah, glory. Those words and doing that was not me, was not in my vocabulary. Praise the Lord. I don't even know how to spell hallelujah. I had to think about it. But I can sure enough say it. And when I say it, I mean it. Jesus. How many of y'all talk about Jesus in your everyday life? I can't say Jesus. My boyfriend don't want me to say it. I feel funny about it. I did too. Not perfect, but I'm not ashamed of it now. I understand. I won't be here much longer in this body. I know that. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. My best friend died. My wife said, you ain't shed a tear for Henry. I said, well, not yet. But I know where Henry is. He's not lost. I believe Henry is in heaven. As soon as he died, his spirit was carried to heaven. He just left the shell because he was alive. And in the midst of going through liver cancer, it happened so fast he never showed death. Even though he was dying, his body, his spirit kept him alive. He looked up, he was strong. I could see the Spirit of God in his eyes. And when he died, he was saying, Jesus, Jesus. He said it about 7 times at the hospital. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And he went on. I got a chance to speak at his funeral. And it was a blessing, an honor. When you take your last breath, where will you lift your eyes? It's your choice. Nobody gonna make you. Nobody gonna force you. And even if they did, it won't matter. It's still your decision to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. And at this university, it's a great university, and one of the statements I read, it talks about be strong in the grace of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And if we're strong in the grace of God, and you know you don't deserve it, and you're looking to him to be strong, giving us something we don't deserve, a life in him, that we can make it. Regardless what the challenge and the temptation, for every temptation, there's a way out. And he said that if you look to me, I'll help you stand under it, and I'll hold you till you get through it. And we don't have to fall. May grace may abound much more than sin. Paul said, may it never be. How can those who have died with Christ and died to sin still live in it? And if you got sin in your life, he's asking us, how in the world can you continue to live in sin? If you with me, because I've given you all the tools, everything, every spiritual blessing you need to be successful, I want you to get rid of it. And when you do, I'll be with you. And even others may leave you or forsake you, I never will. And I start talking about Jesus and my family. My own mother said, where in the world you go to church? Where that come from? And I said, Mom, you sent me to Sunday school. You sent me to church, and now you don't know nothing about Jesus? You get on out of here with that boy. I don't want to hear it. And I said, listen. It's not about church. It's not about this building, the organization. It's about Jesus Christ that lives in us. I was able to witness to my mom, and it was one of the hardest things I ever did in my life. My mom was living with a man that was not her husband, was not my father. And I dealt with it for about 2 years, and God said, you got to tell her. You got to tell her. I said, I can't tell my mom that. He said, I'm going to be with you. And I said, Mom, God fixed it where I asked her, how come you won't get married? And she said, all my children grown and gone. Why should I? I said, well, you living with somebody that's not your husband. Mad again, and it separated us because I took a stand for God. And sometimes when you take a stand, even the ones you love and that's supposed to love you, and you take a stand, it's a word for it. God said, it's better to suffer for righteousness' sake than to suffer for your own desires or your own lust for evil desires. So let's suffer for Christ's sake and not suffer for the world. Let's be bold. Let's be strong. Let's be strict. Let's be that servant that God called us to be. He guaranteed us. I heard in the end, in the benediction that Scott come, that eyes hadn't seen, ears hadn't heard, nor it had entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for us. Amen. Come on up, Scott. Give God some glory. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Glory! Glory! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.